Harper Audio presents Four Mums in a Boat by Jeanette Bernardi, Helen Butters, Nikki Doeg, and Frances Davies. Read by Helen Keeley. This book is dedicated to you. We hope it will inspire you to conquer your own ocean, whatever it may be. Jeanette, Helen, Frances, and Nikki. You can never cross the ocean unless you have the courage to lose sight of the shore. Christopher Columbus. Chapter 1. La Gomera. To be is to do. Socrates. 30th of November, 2015. San Sebastian Marina, La Gomera. This, said Frances, shaking her head slowly as she stared at the waves smashing into the harbour wall below us, is not an entry-level ocean. Standing next to her, looking at the violent swell just outside San Sebastian Marina in La Gomera, the rest of us, Jeanette, Helen and Nikki, were inclined to agree. The waves were enormous, and the distance we were about to row was substantial. Who on earth could have possibly thought this was a good idea? Collectively, we were about to leave four husbands, eight children, five dogs, two cats, two snakes, and a gerbil, and row 3,000 miles across one of the most dangerous oceans in the world. It is said that more people have travelled into space or climbed Mount Everest than have crossed the Atlantic in a rowing boat. And not one of them, to be frank, was a middle-aged working mother from Yorkshire, firmly the wrong side of 40, or 50, with little or, more accurately, no sporting prowess. In fact, there was not a single Olympic athlete, extreme sportsman or endurance nut among the four of us. None of us had marched to a pole, or bivouacked on the side of a mountain, or lived in a cave drinking nothing but rainwater with only a small rodent for company. That said, we weren't totally unfit, sofa-bound sloths. Frances had done the coast-to-coast race from Nairn to Glencoe, and Jeanette once did a 5 kilometre fun run where she got covered in pink paint as she jogged around the grounds of Castle Howard. But essentially, we were four mums who had met on the school run and decided to row an ocean. And now, standing here, that decision to enter the Talaska Whiskey Atlantic Challenge, one of the toughest races on earth, made after a few too many glasses of Pinot on a cold winter's night in York back in January 2013, looked like a moment of total madness. It had taken us nearly 3 long, hard years to get to this day. We had always said to each other that the hardest part of the race, the toughest challenge, would be getting to the start line in the Canary Islands in the first place. And we'd managed that. We'd done the difficult bit. We'd raised the money, won over enough sponsors and managed to convince enough people that we were serious and worth backing. But now, here we were, staring into a cauldron of currents and tides, with hurricane-force winds and waves up to 60 feet high, not to mention the giant shipping tankers who could take out our little rowing boat at a moment's notice. We were also trying hard not to think of the sharks, the whales and the marlins, which had been known to skewer through the hull of boats in the middle of the night, plus the scorching hot sun, the driving rain, the injuries, the sores, the exhaustion and the endless, endless rowing. It would be 2 hours on, 2 hours off. Eat, sleep, row, repeat. Which we estimated we would need to keep doing for at least 50 days, or possibly a touch longer. We'd certainly need the emergency bottle of mango gin we were planning to squirrel into the hold. "It'll be fine," said Helen, with a rictus grin and an exaggerated shrug, just as another huge wave hit the rocks below. "We know we'll make it to Antigua," she nodded. "We just all have to think positive," said Nikki. "The strength of our team is each individual member. The strength of each member is our team." Jeanette was quoting from our onboard value sheet that she'd presented for our perusal and approval 3,000 miles away in Yorkshire. Standing there, staring at those powerful waves, we were all desperately trying to be positive, think positive and breathe positive. Whereas deep down we were all wondering, why the bloody hell have we decided to row across an ocean in the first place? We all knew there was a chance we wouldn't make it across.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?